As the president called the exposition of Congress last May, Republican leaders assured the country that if the president would call them together in Washington, they would settle the railroad problem, the merchant marine question, revise the tax laws, reduce the cost of living, and enact the great constructive legislation which the problems resulting from the war made imperative. The president obligingly called the extra session and urged a revision of the war taxes. The Democrats had to put on these taxes to lick the Kaiser. Our gallant doughboys having finished that job, war taxes should now be reduced. Has the Republican majority done anything to reduce taxes or to solve any of the great war problems? No. They have simply lain down on the job. If the Republican majority is unable to deal with the tax and war problem, why is it not honest enough to tell the people so? Under the Constitution, every bill to reduce or revise or impose taxation must originate in the House of Representatives, which is absolutely in the hands of the Republican majority.